All right, so hot today. Very, very hot.
Yes.
Very hot yesterday.
It's getting hot in here.
Renee, what is our expected temperatures today?
It's going to be in the 90s. 97, I think it says specifically. Yes.
And then how's it supposed to feel? Yeah.
104.
Okay.
But that's a little relief from yesterday. The heat index was 107 yesterday.
Yeah, it's just hot.
Yay! Love, God. Always got to have the outlier, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's very hot. And like, you just couldn't spend a lot of time outside.
No, and I feel for those who work outside, roofers and people who work on, construction
workers, absolutely.
God. Yeah.
And utilities,
yes.
Phone companies, cable folks, all mm-hmm. those. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's tough. I went to pick up Henry from camp. He's in Disney camp this week.
Okay.
And so I went to pick him up, parked the car, turned it off.
Okay.
Went to get him. Mm-hmm. I was out of the car for maybe, I don't know, less than 3 minutes.
Okay.
By the time I got back in the car, it was like it hadn't even run.
Yeah, you were frying in there.
It was just instantaneously. All the air that was in there just evaporated.
What goes to show you, you can't leave your kid in the car
Correct.
Or pets in the car.
Correct.
Because it gets hot just like that.
I make fun of my mother, but she has one of those unfoldable
oh, yeah.
little things like
screens. A windshield cover.
And
those
I
work.
I make fun of her, but it works.
Well, if you go down to Florida and you go to like a Publix or you go to a mall or something, everybody's got them.
That's all you see.
Everybody's got them.
She bought all of us one for Christmas 1 year. Have I used it? No. Oh. Do I make fun of her? Yes. Am I sad that I can't find it right now? Absolutely.
I'm sure you are.
Let's talk about the do's and don'ts. Dr. Laurel Hardwar Moreno with the Occupational Environmental Medicine at Michigan State University's Extension joins us this morning. Doc, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So what are some of the things that we need to be mindful of when it gets this hot?
Well, we need to find a way to stay cool. Our body does a great job of kind of maintaining our temperature at the right degrees, but when it gets this hot out, it makes it work so much harder, and sometimes it fails. And so we can help ourselves out by staying inside in the air conditioning. If we don't have air conditioning, going to some public places or cooling centers that have air conditioning, like a public library, a shopping mall, even spending a few hours just getting our body to cool down helps. When we're in our homes using fans, as long as it's less than 90 degrees inside your house, a fan is going to be effective for helping to cool yourself and your body. We want to think about things related to what makes it harder or worse. So some people, if you have some kind of chronic conditions, like you might have a heart condition or asthma or diabetes, that makes it harder for your body to maintain the correct temperature. So being extra aware of that allows us to make sure that we stay safe. Some medications do not do well. It will say on the bottle or talking to your doctor about it to make sure that, hey, this is a medication that makes it harder for you, your body to regulate your temperature.
Doc, what's
all of these things are great. Yeah.
Go ahead. That's okay. I was going to ask, what should parents know about kids playing in sports? Like Krista's child goes to camp. A lot of these kids are going to camp. They're spending long afternoons outside during this kind of weather. What should parents know?
Right. So parents and the individuals who are running those summer camps need to have a heat plan. So you want to ask your camp, what are they going to do at certain temperatures? What happens here when it's 104 degrees outside or the heat index 104? Are kids staying inside? Are there cooling areas? Are camp officials making sure that kids are drinking enough water every 20 minutes? Or so, especially for our younger kids who are not always aware of that or thinking about that. I have a 6-year-old and I'm constantly reminding him to drink water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so all of those different things, what shade is available? If it's like an outdoor wilderness camp, what type of shade is available for kids to cool off and be safe? Is there water for them to play in? Water days are great and helps to cool the body, especially if it's not that humid outside. That helps a lot.
Is it still the instance, though, like if you don't really have to be outside, you shouldn't be?
Yes. As long as you're inside where it's air conditioning. If you're inside and you don't have any air conditioning and your house is heating up, then go find a cooling center or go to a friend's house who does have some more cool area.
And, you know, Doc, a lot of people take their dogs for walks during these hot days as well. Talk about some of the risks for pets and how can, you know, owners protect them.
So some of the risks for pets, you know, pets are going to be similar in that they're going to get overheated too. So you don't want to be leaving your pets in the car. You want to think about how hot that sidewalk is that you're going to be taking your pet on. Making sure that they get water. So it's going to be very similar to what you would do with your kids or your older, your parents or older adults.
Dr. Laurel Hardware Moreno with Michigan State University. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for that. And we'll talk again very soon. Stay cool,
Thank
huh?
Thank you.
Yeah. 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 You know, the CDC says that you should drink 8 ounces of water every 15 to 20 minutes if it is over 100 degrees. You shouldn't chug water. You shouldn't exceed like 48 ounces of water per hour because then you could talk about water intoxication, things like that.
And but, it doesn't have to be ice cold, does it? It could be room temperature.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just water.
Just water.
I've always contested that cold water, though, is more appealing.
Refreshing.
Yeah, and way more refreshing.
yeah. You know.
Yeah. But yeah, just get that water in you as much as possible. And you're right. All those folks working outside, God bless you.
Oh, man. Construction workers, landscapers, delivery drivers.
Yeah, try to stay as cool as possible.
My son is a postal worker.
Get one of those fans that go around your neck. With the, they're just blowing up in your face.
Yeah.
That'll help. All right, 7 o'clock hour coming up. It's JR Morning.